New Country, Minnesota 93. It's the Country Club with TJ and Lisa Kay. And we have Christine Nessler with us today from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
We have gone over off of your website a couple times some of the frequently asked questions that people would ask about home care. And I want to do that again today. We're kind of specifically looking at questions that families might have. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go right with the first question in the frequently asked questions tab. There is, what should people look for in a home care agency if they're looking, and are you a viable option for that? Which I'm assuming the answer is yes.
Yes, we are a viable option. No, I think that, first of all, it's a really good idea to check out all of your options. So we encourage you to see what's out there and ask these questions and find out what would be a great fit for your family. So the questions that we suggest asking when you're looking for a home care agency is, are you licensed? Are your aides certified by the state? Do you perform criminal and Department of Motor Vehicle checks against your aides? Do you provide nursing supervision with a registered nurse? Does your agency take care of the employee payroll responsibilities? So those are just some different questions you might ask. Another thing I'll just throw in there too is, you know, what happens if a caregiver is injured on the job? And that would be a good question about whether or not the agency has workers' compensation insurance for their employees so that you're not worried about that piece as well.
Okay. And the answer was yes to all those questions for
yes.
You guys? All right. Good to know. That's what I figured. So the next question is, how does my family and I, if I'm the actual patient, determine the level of care that we need?
So what we do is we start out with a free in-home assessment with one of our client care managers, otherwise myself or the other owner, Chris, will come out and do those assessments. And we really just take time to find out what services you're looking for, you know, what kind of schedule you're kind of thinking about and how we can be of help to you. And then after that, we have one of our registered nurses that'll come out and do a full assessment, and they'll make recommendations based on what they're seeing and your feedback to put together that care plan. And then once we have that care plan in place, we can, you know, educate our caregivers on how that looks as well. And I should mention too that we really do take, let's say that you had a doctor or a social worker or a case manager from one of the clinics that suggested these services to you, we would be, you know, taking into account their recommendations as well.
All right. So answers to these questions and more, because there's more frequently asked questions when it comes to families that are looking into home care, can be found on your website, I know, and we'll get that website from you. How else can we get in touch?
Just give us a call if you have questions about these sorts of things. You can call us at Freedom Home Care that's my website. I've done that before.
Yeah, it's easy to do. There's lots of ways to get in touch.
Yeah. So you know about our website, freedomhomecarellc.com. But our phone number is 507-387-4663 or 387-HOME. And you can ask anybody, Jen, Chris, myself, one of our nurses is usually close by, those sorts of questions. Or stop in. You can come and visit us in the First National, Old National Bank building on the corner of Main and Second.
All right. Christine Nessler with us today. Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.